We've been driving around to the three counting venues that will be used here in Port Moresby. One of them is the Rita Flynn Netball Courts. Now, it was the scene of some controversy on Sunday night when police fired shots into the air to disperse a crowd of scrutineers and candidate supporters to get them to clear the scene. This was after they'd gotten everyone, including electoral officials and security guards, out of the venue and then cleared the scene. Today, there was a lot of activity going on, but of a different kind. There was a large crowd of the counting officials waiting to hear their names read out to take part in the counting process. There was also some people who'd been involved in polling who saw me there with a camera and asked to speak to me to say that they were very disappointed that they weren't getting any work during the counting process. They had been involved in the polling and said that they had been assured they were going to get some work during the counting, but didn't and were upset. We also saw a number of candidates there. We heard from those candidates earlier in the week. They were upset at what had happened when police had fired shots to clear the air. They were monitoring things as well. There was all the counting officials that had been called out were going to take part in some training today, but the head of the expected counting tomorrow. It was quite a scene to the other two counting venues at the Killer Killer High School and at John Guy Stadium. At those two locations, all of the counting officials had already made their way into those venues and were due to undergo some training today. So, look, things are supposed to be proceeding tomorrow. Counting is due to start, but we have had delays, as you mentioned in your introduction, because of some counting officials demanding the payment of their allowances before they start work. So counting is due to start, but we can't guarantee that.
Well, that's in Port Moresby. What about vote counting in the rest of the country?
Well, counting has gotten underway elsewhere. The first place to start counting was province in Taree. Counting in the seat of Taree Pori is underway. That's the seat that has been held by the existing finance minister, Mr. Marape. He is currently in the lead a significant way, according to local reports. But counting in the other two seats there have been suspended because of complaints by other candidates. There have also been some problems in Taree in recent days with reports of candidate supporters trying to gain access to the shipping containers that contain the ballot boxes. Police have had to push them back. We've heard of another disturbance today by candidate supporters. So things are underway to some extent in Ella. Counting in Chimbu was also due to start today. That's another Highlands province. There have been areas where the polling has been finished for some time now and they're still waiting to start counting. One of those is Lae, PNG's second biggest city. Some candidates and their supporters are demanding that counting get underway because polling has been done and dusted for several days now. So that's what's happening so far. While this is going on, there have been other interesting stories in the local media. In Goroka, there were reports that two policemen were arrested for attempting to smuggle ballot boxes into those shipping containers where ballot boxes are stored. And also some stories of the lengths and difficulties that polling officials go to here during the elections. There's a story about polling teams in Abao District in Central Province. They had to walk for 8 days and cross a flooded river 15 times to reach remote villages. They were supposed to be flying around in a helicopter, but bad weather prevented that. So it's just a perfect example of how these elections are an incredibly difficult process, a huge logistical exercise.
Well, as you say, we've seen polling in several places deferred and postponed. Is the voting in this general election still expected to finish on time, or will it, you know, last a bit longer than planned?
That's right. We have had some delays, that was put to the Electoral Commissioner, Petilius Camanto, at his daily briefing yesterday. His briefing today is currently underway, but yesterday he said that he still expects polling to finish on Sunday, the 8th of July, but that it was possible some areas could request delays. He hadn't received any requests for extensions as of yet, and he will consider those if they're put to him. But he reminded people that polling took 3 weeks during the last election in 2012.